Hello, and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Let's start off again in the book of John. We've been in the book of John for months now. Actually, it's been since August of last year, and we are in the chapter 16. And we're going to start off today with verse 25, but first we'll begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I just thank you so much for your word. I thank you for your nurture and provision and your love and your guidance and everything that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. And I just thank you so much that you love us and that you think good thoughts towards us, thoughts of peace and not of harm, and to bring us to an expected end. Lord, teach us by your word and help us to be edified by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start off with chapter 16, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in figurative language. This is Jesus talking to his disciples and saying, I've been speaking to you in figurative language, in stories, ways of explaining, like allegories, or in what the Bible in the Old Testament called dark sayings. It's just in when you explain something figuratively and not in plain language. And he says, I've been talking to you in this way, but the time has come when I shall no more speak with you or unto you in figurative language, but I shall tell you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from the Father. So now is the transition. He's saying, I'm explaining to you, and now you're not praying to me, and I go to the Father on your behalf. But it's going to come a time that you're going to go directly to the Father, and this time is coming. Verse 28, I came forth from the Father and am now come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. So he's saying, I came out from the Father. I came into the world, now I leave the world, and I go back to the Father. Verse 28, his disciples said unto him, Lo, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no more proverbs. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from the Father, from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Do ye now believe? So he's saying, I've been speaking to you in this figurative language. I've been with you over 3 years. Now I tell you plainly that I come from the Father and I'm going back to the Father. I came into the world and now I go back, and I've been telling you all these things. And the disciples answer and say, yes, now we believe. We believe because you're telling us plainly. And Jesus asked a question. Do ye now believe? I'm going to stop right there for a second. Because what is it to believe? To believe. To accept something or trust something as true. When do we believe it? You know, most of us, especially in the United States, have had access to the Word of God all of our lives, especially if we were born here, and even if we came here as small children, if we came here yesterday, there's access to Bibles, and there are churches on, you know, almost every corner, especially in inner city neighborhoods. There are churches everywhere. There's Christian television, there's Christian radio, there's podcasting, which I am doing. We have access to the Word, but Jesus asked a very pertinent question. Do ye now believe? After reading the Word, after seeing things in your life even come to pass, have you accepted the Word of God and Jesus Christ as the Son of God as truth? And what is it to accept? It is an action. It's the action of consenting or allowing to receive or undertake something offered. Offered. The Bible and the Word of God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is being offered to the world. Will the world accept it? We know from Scripture all of the world will not. But the ones that will or desire to accept it or even think in their minds, there's something to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, Him crucified for the saving of souls. There's something to it. Will they pursue it? Will they accept what is being offered? Let's read verse 32 of John chapter 16, because listen to it. It says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own place, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." So he asked them in verse 31, the disciples, "Do ye now believe?" And now he tells them, "The time is going to come where all of you will be scattered and you will leave me by myself. You will leave me alone, but yet I am not alone because the Father is with me." We have a natural propensity to reject the word of truth in our natural being. We can receive a miracle of God. I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it in the lives of others. We pray for something, we receive it, we say we believe, and you know what? Something else comes up, and it's like we're starting all over again. As if the one time or three or 50 times before, when God showed us Himself, revealed to us, answered our prayers, is as if it didn't even happen. And the disciples were suffering from the same thing. And they saw Jesus Christ. They touched Him. They beheld Him. They were with Him. And they still struggled with it. That disbelief. That, you know, like God has got to do something every single moment for us to stay connected. And we have got to fight the good fight of faith, because demonic influence and the sin nature is coming at us constantly. And that sin nature and that human nature is warring against the Spirit to keep us from believing, because it's just that natural propensity to do our own thing, go our own way. Plus, we have demonic influence that does not want us to follow the will and the word of God. So we have to war a good warfare. We have to fight against the enemy. It says in James to submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Well, this is a constant battle. Will ye believe? Will you believe? It is a constant fight to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. I'm going to stop right there for today. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. And that's why I ended, I always say, believe God, because you got to be conscious about your belief. Join me tomorrow. God bless.